Legislation giving Delaware's three casinos financial relief is poised to sail through the General Assembly before session ends. A compromise bill passed the State House Thursday. The original legislation, sponsored by State Senator Brian Bushweller, would have cost Delaware $15 million next year and $20 million annually after that. But he struck a deal with House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf, who had opposed any drop in the state's share of slots revenue, agreed to a 1 percentage point decrease. That saves the state $3.6 million the first year and $3.2 million after that. Bushweller, whose district includes two of the first state's three casinos, says the bill helps support thousands of jobs in the state.
I think the 1,500 people who work at Dover Downs, the 600 people work down at Midway Slots, all the people who have ancillary businesses that depend on those two casinos, they can breathe a little easier tonight.
The legislation goes back to the state Senate, but it's expected to pass, and it has Governor John Carney's support. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.